الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ خلق العالم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأثم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just as a reminder, one great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that give us topic to make amal is the sunnah of miswak. So let us not miss it out, let us not forget it. It is a very great sunnah. If we make miswak at the time of wudu, when we are going to make a namaz, that namaz becomes 70 times more virtuous. We get 70 times more reward for it. We all made our Maghrib namaz, we made Sunnah Muakkada, we made nafils also. So those of us who made miswak, and so we multiply that by 70. Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala gives so much. May Allah give us yaqeen on the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we all have to hear that outside they are giving out 2,000 rand for whoever comes now. Perhaps none of us will remain here. And this is Allahu Akbar. The reward is so great. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it is narrated, when they came to Madinatul Munawwara, the atmosphere was not suitable to them. Many of them got ill, etc. They got so weak that they couldn't stand and make namaz. They were sitting and making namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them. He told other Sahaba, tell them that if you sit and make namaz, you will get half the sawab. Then they stood up in that condition also. What yaqeen do we? May Allah give us also that yaqeen. Today we miss out our nafal namaz so easily. Namaz with jamaat, we miss it out so easily. But if we had this yaqeen of what the reward is, it should be completely different. So what's miswak? And miswak will take us half a minute. How long is it going to take to make that? But see the return, 70 times more. And it is narrated in a hadith. A person who makes miswak always, he will be reminded of kalimah shahadat ind al-maut. At the time of maut, he will be reminded to read not only the kalimah. If any one of our family member, Allah grant us all kalimah, but if we have granted kalimah shahadat, what a great thing. And also it comes in the hadith that miswak, it cleanses the mouth and it pleases Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah becomes pleased by the person who makes miswak. So miswak is a very great ibadah. And there are so many of the Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, one place has written 70 virtues of miswak. So Allah give us tawfiq and with this yaqeen that we end. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he enters the house, he used to make miswak. So much we find his practice. Get up in the morning, so that is a separate sunnah. That before going to the toilet, to make miswak. Then go to the toilet, then we make our wudu, again we make miswak. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I feared that miswak will be made farad on my ummah. That they did not feel difficult, and how compassionate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was with the ummah. That they did not be difficult for them, I should have made miswak farad upon the ummah.
So this Swaat is a very great ibadah.
Allah Ta'ala give us all topic,
and it is a sunnah for the ladies also.
Not only for the men,
but for the ladies also. And we should have our miswak and regularly make our miswak, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq of every sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say that sunnah ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai.
It is the easiest way. Just compare it to a toothbrush, for example. How much won't we pay for a toothbrush?
Miswak, comparatively. Miswak,
anywhere. We find many brothers who walk with their miswaks in their pockets also.
But seldom we'll find anyone walking with his toothbrush in his pocket.
Many brothers got it in a top pocket also.
Perhaps we never saw anyone walking with a toothbrush on top. And then you need your toothpaste also.
And then if you go in the details of what the toothpaste is made of,
perhaps we don't want to touch it also.
And the miswak, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
And it is so easy, wherever you are, you can
make your miswak.
Sunnat ka tariqa, ahsan tariqa hai,
is the most beautiful way of doing anything. Maybe making the miswak, really, and Allah give us tawfiq also, not just to use one miswak for years and years or months and months,
but a fresh miswak,
the taste you get also, it freshens the mouth.
It is so wonderful
also. It is ahsan, the best is the miswak.
And it is one of the great sunnahs of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam also. So it is a beautiful sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sunnah ka tariqa, akmal tariqa hai. It is a perfect way also. So Allah give us tawfiq of every sunnah. We should make niyat in our heart. We should cultivate the love of every sunnah. Even if we can't practice, we are weak.
Everyone won't practice on every sunnah.
May Allah give us tawfiq. That was Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And we can't become Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to emulate him. So as many sunnahs as we can. For where we are missing out, may tawbah istighfar. Not justify ourselves. We make tawbah istighfar. That I can't be practicing on this sunnah. I'm not practicing on that sunnah.
But we have the love for every sunnah.
And then, secondly, the knowledge of every sunnah.
The proper knowledge, because many bid'at also, many people feel they are sunnah. Lot of wrong things have crept up and come into our deen.
And alhamdulillah, we have those ulama that we just refer to them, and they will tell us exactly whether it is the actual sunnah or it is not. And sometimes it is just a matter of a little bit of adjustment. And we can do the perfect sunnah in the perfect way.
And so Allah give us the knowledge also.
Amen. And then Allah Ta'ala give us the correct practice of every sunnah also.
And then we make this niyat also that we want, oh Allah, use me to spread every sunnah to every corner or to the four corners of the world. According to our niyat, we will get our sawab. Allah Ta'ala is most kind.
And then whatever little efforts we make in that direction, Allah Ta'ala,
we for example just go and tell the family, this is sunnah, that is sunnah. We tell our friends, so we are making an effort in that direction.
Inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be shocked to see what that reward will be.
As Maulana Jamshed also explained, and many times Allah gave us topic, we try to explain. One thing which all of us have to do, Muslims also, non-Muslims also do. Everyone does it, going to the toilet. We have to go. If we just do it according to sunnah, and besides the dua, when we step in the toilet, step in with the left leg, and just think this is a sunnah of my Nabi,
even more it will build that love and that closeness that I'm doing this, and for that, just stepping in with the left leg
is 100 shaheed sawab in this time, inshallah.
And then reading the dua at that time. And then, for example, if where we are going to sit, many toilets have got it's a one step up.
So when you step up there, step up with the right leg.
There it's not the left leg, you are going step, taking a step up.
Some toilets are made, some are all level, some are one step down.
So if it's one step up, just may
go with the right leg. It's another sunnah.
Try and lower our garment
as far as possible when we are to the lowest,
when at that time.
That's again another sunnah.
And then when coming out again, step out with the right leg. Again another sunnah. Read the dua. Another.
Just Allahu Akbar. Ulama explained, Mawlana Jamshed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, on Qiyamah day when we see the reward of just going to the toilet, according to sunnah, a person will be shocked and amazed what that reward are. So this is a perfect deen Allah has given us.
Even about going to the toilet, we have been taught how to go.
In fact, the Quraysh of Makkah, the non-believers, were shocked and taken aback that your Nabi, they said it in a mocking way, that your Nabi even teaches you how to relieve yourself. But this is our perfect deen that teaches us every detail. And till this very moment, the kuffar, no matter how they can be smelling nice or how shiny their clothes are, but the dirt which is in them, they don't make istinja. Till this moment, when they go to toilet, they urinate, the urine drops are still coming out, they wear their trousers, all that urine. And besides, we know that it is najis, it is nafa, it is not clean, but the strong chemicals which are in there, the harmful chemicals, and the stool, they don't wash. They just use a tissue paper. And really that amounts to, they polish themselves. Polishing themselves with that stool. And they, no matter how much they use it, but the dirt water will clean it. But using the tissue paper, and then again, their system is to go and lie in a bath. That is why they call it bathing. And then all that filth mixes in that water. And inevitably it goes in your nose, mouth, ear. Cleanliness, really, and the whole of deen. May Allah give us that yaqeen, that what our deen is, how perfect, how clean. From there we can understand every aspect of our deen. When our taharat is like that, then everything else also, the purification of the soul, and how much emphasis. Perhaps there is nowhere else in the world what we call islah-e-nafs, tazkiyah-e-nafs. And unfortunately, amongst us also, how many people don't regard it as important. Some of us pass some funny remarks about it. But purification of the soul is also such an integral and such an important part. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to teach deen to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Islam, what is Islam? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, what is Iman? And then, what is Ihsan? And that is what is this Ihsan, that connection with your Creator. As we commonly say, that if somebody leaves a basket of first grade fruit at your door every day, once a week, whatever it is, you don't know who it is, you will definitely, any person will want to know who is this here. That he's leaving this fruit of basket at my door. Somebody deposits in your account every month R1,000, R5,000. You will want to know who is it. Even if he writes anonymous there, but you will want to know who is this that has been so kind. Allah who gave us so many namas. And we don't even think that who is my Allah. This ihsan to build that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Who gave me my eyes? Why are we so much in ghaflat, unmindfulness? And we don't think, who gave me my grain? Whatever namats that we have, we sit down to eat. It's not only the food. Who gave me this utensil? Who gave me this house? How many people have to eat? They're sitting on the pavement somewhere. They've got no place to wash their hands. Their hands are maybe dirty. They are eating from a dirty plate perhaps. But they are eating, and also they hardly really getting sick. And in spite of all that, and we with all our cleanliness and all our protocols, we getting sick all the time. And they are carrying on. But anyway, what namas? And usually, commonly, most of us, we don't prepare the food. We are called also. You say, I'm waiting for you now. When you come in, the wife will call us over and over. Food is ready, come sit down. How many people, where do they have this namas? So when we're just sitting down to eat, what manner? Lie down on our bed, we're going to sleep. their bedroom.
Allahu Akbar. What ni'matah? How many people, they can't dream of a bedroom like that.
Even our most simple bedroom,
how many people haven't got that? They got no privacy, poor people.
The whole family in one, not one room in one bed, with all the children and all. Not even a bed, they hardly got a bed.
What manners of Allah Ta'ala. This is Ihsan.
This is why we come, that we, and we put that in our heart and connection. And who we come to know of?
Allah, Allah, who is the most beautiful.
One alim passed away recently. A week before he passed away, he saw a dream. And he told his students while he was teaching them this dream. He said, I saw they lowering me in my grave, and I was lowered. And then I saw one extremely, extremely beautiful person came to my right side. Now he explains like that, how handsome and how beautiful must that person be. And then a person more handsome, more beautiful, came on my left side. And he made a sign to this person, move away, go to the left side. And then Munkar Nakir came in to do their questioning. So this person, the second person, was very, very handsome. He told them, you came to do your question. He said, yeah, bring your papers here. He signed it, he's all right, you can go. Now you should get all this. And then he opened the window for him, and he showed him, that is your place in Jannah. He saw it, Allah showed him here. He said that Allah's ni'mat, Allah gave us here. We appreciate them. But he says they are absolutely nothing compared to those names. Those are the real what ni'mat of Jannah. And what he was shown was one part of it. And all the ni'mat of Jannah, Allah give us tawfiq, ulama, Allah reward them. They've written so many kitabs of Jannah. Jannah, Jahannam, all that, so many kitabs in Urdu, translated in English. How many kitabs there are. We are today, we are overtaken, overawed with dunya. Life is, means our 4x4s, our gardens, our swimming pool, our little pond, our bedroom, bathroom. We think this is everything. Really, if we get from the Quran, Allahu Akbar, وَعَاشِهَةِ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَحُورٌ عِينٌ. What ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah in different places, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ الَّتِي نَعِيمٌ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْزُرُونَ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيكٍ مَخْتُورٍ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٌ وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِهِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. That is what people should be waiting for. That is what people should be. Today we are on dunya's thing. Because we are not focusing on that side. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to add Allah Akbar. All Jannah's namas with the Hurul Ain, and what beautiful woman they will be. And how many, what enjoy the fruit of Jannah. What and what? All that. Allahu Akbar. As this Maulana who saw this dream, after 1 week he passed away. What and what he must be enjoying. So what he said, that this dunya's namas are absolutely nothing compared to all those. And all those namas are absolutely nothing compared to the Zaat of Allah. Allah's being, all Jannah's namas, our mind can never ever rather think in the least, but what the ni'mat of Jannah are, and Allah, the beauty, the handsomeness, the all the magnificent qualities of Allah, how great is not Allah Ta'ala. And to get Allah Ta'ala already in this world, Allah gave us the opportunity. What are we wasting our time in this world? We haven't come here to make money which is paper money, which has got really no value. When ask the people of Mozambique when nationalization took place, ask the people of Burma when nationalization, their cupboards were full with money stacked, but it had absolutely not even the value of toilet roll, of toilet paper. All that money of that had no value whatsoever. In this world it happened. Yeah, a person, they just have a doubt on you for whatever reason, freeze your account. All your money is gone. They freeze your assets also. Whatever, you are involved in a certain lawsuit, something, and everything of yours is frozen. What are you going to do? All crooks get hold of your funds, and all your money is taken out. What are we trusting this dunya? So this is that ihsan, that we come to build our contact with Allah.
So Allah give us tawfiq to build them. Anyway, in this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ. Whatever musibat comes to you. Musibat, we use it Gur'un also, Gujarati also, the Arabic word, all with the same meaning. Difficulty, hardship. Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. What you have earned, what you have done. This is your own doing. جَيْسَ كَرْمِي وَيْسَ بَرْمِي. What you do, you are going to get. So what does it mean in our simple language? It is because of our sins, our wrongdoing. That is when musibat come on us. Whether it is individually, for me, myself, whether it is on my family, whether it is my home, my extended family, my community, our the people of my country, the world, it is because of our sin. And our mind, unfortunately, does not go to this. But anyway, kabima kasabat aydikum. And again, see, Allah told us this reality. And together with that, Allah Ta'ala opened another great reality. One of the facets of the kindness, the magnificence, the forgiveness, the love of Allah, وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And on His own, Allah forgives in abundance. If Allah is not, which means that if Allah was not forgiving us, what should be happening to us? Each one of us, what terrible thoughts we have. Really, we should have been mad people. Our mind should have been working like hell. With our eyes, how many wrong things we saw. If Allah Ta'ala made us blind, what should be our condition? Our days, we walk to wrong places, we have done wrong. If Allah should have made us crippled, Allah should make us be paralyzed. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah on His own, without asking Him, on His own is forgiving so much. And Allah is such a loving being who loves to forgive. And when we forgive one another, Allah loves that. So if we just ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So from this ayat, we all understand that the ulama have written in detail, Allah reward them, that there are other causes also. But by and large, the major cause and the safest route for us to take is our sins. So to come out of the musibat, what is the solution? We must come out of our sin, which is called Tawbah. And Allah forbid. But just see, Allah has left the doors of Tawbah wide open. No matter what guna you could have committed, Bani Israel went into open guna. They started worshipping the cow, the ox. What and what guna? They told Musa alayhi salam straight, as we will say on his face, that we don't believe in you. But Allah forgave them that also. They were the chosen people that time. We are the chosen people more than the Bani Israel. Hey, Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a ummah! Just in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Imamul Anbiya, this is Imamul, the Imam of all the ummah, this ummah. What position Allah Ta'ala has given us. So the solution is that we make tawbah. But it doesn't come to our mind. The problems, we will look for it somewhere else. And more or less the meaning of a hadith, the mafhum, that when gunas of shamelessness, other gunas will come widespread in the ummah, then there will be such sicknesses, illnesses, diseases, which people never heard of before. And that is exactly what is happening. So what is the clear thing? If iman, our ilm, our deen, our Quran is teaching us, if our yaqeen is on this, so what is the cause of the problem? Is our guna. What's the solution of the problem? To come out of our guna. How to come out of the gunas? Allah has made it so easy. Tawbah. We don't have to go to the police station to pay a fine. You don't have to go on your computer to pay a fine or something. You don't have to you don't have to be in jail. You don't have to be bailed out. You just turn to Allah. Allahu Akbar. And how ulama have explained also, Allah reward them, that the Bani Israel, when they disobeyed Allah, and they disobeyed, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Then their hearts became hard. Harder than rock also. And here ulama say, that just see, Allah didn't say harder than iron, steel, or harder than copper. Because steel, iron, copper melts with heat also. But the rock won't melt. Their hearts became more harder than that also. And then rocks again as such, that this very rock that Allah has made them, that from the rocks Allah Ta'ala makes rivers to flow. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجِّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Rocks flow, rivers flow through it. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَقَّقُ. And from them, there are those that water flows, other water less. So the ulama have written that those rocks from which rivers flow, they are like those people who cry a lot, who are bukka. And in the fear of Allah, in the love of Allah, they just love. And in their fear, like a person who really loves somebody, and you just think that some difficulty might have come to that person, you cry. Okay? And when you see the joy of that person, you cry. So these people with Allah Ta'ala. And those people who don't cry so much, they cry less. They are like those people that some water comes out from them. And then there are those other rocks that just fall down in the fear of Allah. They are like those people who don't cry, but their hearts, they've got the fear of Allah. They, with their eyes, no tears come out. So just imagine that our hearts, how they can be made. Allahu Akbar. Ulama has also written that this from this ayah, that those rocks rock hard stone. Musa al-Islam hit on a rock and 12 rivers came out. 12 streams for the 12 Bani Israel, the groups of them. Until today, how many of the big rivers of the world, they are flowing from one rock, the water is coming. So these rocks, those rocks from which these huge rivers flow, they are like the ulama-i rasikhin. And who are those people? The ulama-i rasikhin, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. That they believe, وَالْرَاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. That we believe in Allah Ta'ala. Wholeheartedly we believe. So from them Allah made them the ulama-i rasikhin. And they are the imma hadi, who are the cause Allah made them hidayah. Rivers flowing from them, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, all the great Aimah of Hadith, Aimah of Fiqh, Allah made them. And those from where less water comes out, they are the ulama-i rabbaniyin, the ulama who we call the mashayikh and ahlullah. And people go to them and drink from their well, and benefit from them all the time. And then those other people that where no water flows, but they fall, those rocks fall in the fear of Allah. They are the Qubbar and Zuhar. They are the people who have turned to Allah Ta'ala. So this is what you... So anyway, our gunas, and this guna here of the Bani Israel, that their heart became so hard. Ulama have written, what was the cause of the heart becoming so hard? It was the continuous questioning to Musa al-Islam. What kind of a cow? What color of the cow? Again, which kind of cow? All that detail. From there we learn that many times we sit and we say we are having ilmi discussion. And it is really, we are just talking, wasting our time. There is no ilmi discussion. To talking of dunya is work. And so many people who just can't keep quiet 1 second. Everything there, by this the heart becomes hard. And when the heart becomes so hard, that you don't realize my heart is hard, and you think you are in the wrong, and you think others are in the wrong. And on your wrong you think, compounded. Murakkab, jahl murakkab. You are compound ignorance. And you are in the total wrong. And you are completely convinced you are in the right. And who are in the right, they are in the wrong. And we all experience it with so many people. They are totally away from Deen. Deen we know. The Wahi of Allah, the Quran Sharif, that is the absolute. But people will go to other things, believe other things, and they will believe they are right. And they will believe these people are wrong. Who are believing in Deen, who are following the commands of Allah, we will take them as wrong. And what they are doing, following, for example, atheists, non-believers. Allah says about the munafiqeen, that these are those people who follow the non-believers. And in their thinking, and they think they are right, and they will accuse these people of being wrong. So the solution, the problem is there. And we don't have to waste much time discussing the problem. to acknowledge the problem, know the problem. And then you don't have to waste all your time in what are the causes also. The main is the solution. What are the solutions? And get involved. So the main solution is, it is our guna. So make your everyone realize I am wrong. And speak to Allah that I am the cause of the problem. This is the thing that whenever we sit, we will think of other people. They got this problem. Others are doing this wrong. Whatever. But seldom does it come to me, I am wrong. Husband and wife problem. I'm convinced it's the wife's problem. It's not my problem. Wherever it is, partners got problems. Whoever got, it's not, I'm not wrong. And we will still, how shaitan to, maybe I'm wrong. I think I may be wrong, but we're not convinced I'm wrong. And then of course after that the pride comes in, that even if I think I'm wrong, but I can't accept it. And I can't ask for forgiveness, and I can't acknowledge it, but to acknowledge. And to this extent, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, Jazawullah Khair, and all our Mashayikh, from Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi's daughter, Haal mein tamam musalmanon mein, take your name, Abdul Hamid, mein sabse battar aur kamtar ho. Today we have got the guts to say it to ourselves. To say it in front of somebody else, but to say it even to ourselves. And this is the teaching of our wuzu. So anyway, Tawbah Istighfar is one of the greatest solutions. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in his writing, you can make out that he says when we're just discussing the problem and the wrong causes of the problem, that this one is causing the problem, that one, these conditions are causing it, dunya's thing. The Hazrat got like anger in him, wasting your time in this. The solution of it, the real thing is that, and Allah give us that yaqeen, that we have that the solution is really only in Aman. And we don't see it in Aman. This is our solution. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari Rahmatullah Ali, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me that you will die somewhere in the jungle and your janaza namaz will be performed by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He believed it 100%. He lived alone in the jungle with his wife. And the time of his mort came close. He told his wife that this little goat they had, slaughter it and cook food. I'm going to be dying now. You give me my ghusl, etc. And then you put me on the road that goes to Medina, wherever their little house may be. Right in the jungle and a little away from the road that goes, you put me on that road. Sahaba's jihad, Jamaat will come and they will perform my janaza namaz. What yaqeen he had. He told his wife, you do all this. Put his janaza there, and she said with the chadar, her burqa, covered her. And absolute dead silence in the jungle. Desert. No, nothing. No sound of anything. And but that yaqeen they got. Allah give us one iota of that. Then waiting, she's walking around, nothing happening. Then afterwards she sees dust rising. And in the desert they had this they knew that now there is travelers that are coming. When they came, Hazrat Abu Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala with his friend, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. What is this? A janaza? A woman sitting here? Who is this? Then we found that after it is your brother Abu Zar Ghifari. And you have to perform his janaza in your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What yaqeen they did. So much so that the kuffar had yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So faith of iman is different. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one of the non-believers, I will be the one who will. He went into a frenzy, into a fear. They said, what is wrong with you? He said that, wallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if he just scratches me, I will die from that. So much yaqeen. Allah give us that yaqeen. Today if we see our yaqeen on material things, this precaution will save us. But the deen will save us. The precaution of deen, unfortunately, this. The dua will do our work. Durood Sharif will do our work. We haven't got that yaqeen. If we have that, and the Sahaba who has this, Allahu Akbar. Allah, they cross the waters. No calling of engineers, building bridges or anything. And the hoofs of their horses didn't get wet also. Okay? Where they wrote, Hazrat Umar writes a letter to the river Nile. Who writes a letter to the river? Okay? Today it doesn't make sense to us. But when they had Allah, that connection with Allah, this was. So, Tawbah, Istighfar. Durood Sharif brings down Allah's rahmat without any doubt. Sadqa, sadaqa, it puts out the problems which have come, go away. Problems which are coming are blocked. Allah's wrath is taken away. Allah's rahmat comes down. Allah left sadaqa. And to turn in du'as to Allah. That is our solution to our problem. In which direction are we going? Where is the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Like Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah, 12 o'clock in the day, in Baghdad, he's walking around with a lantern, looking for a human being. He says, Junaid, what's wrong with you? We were all telling his men that all so many human beings. He says, I'm looking for a human being who you call a human being. Not those who are in animal form, who are got any human shapes, but they are animals. Mm-hmm. Hey, for a human being. So today, to look for a mu'min, Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi rahmatullah alayhi says that if I had 313 people, I would put the world right, like the Ashabi Badriyin. So they asked, have you got? He said, I haven't got one star. Need to have these qualities. This is what we have to work for. Today we're going in the wrong direction. Anyone, some announcement made, we feel that we have to go in that direction. And Allah's commandments, Allah's Rasul's commandments, that we don't even think about anything. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. And what they did. And we were supposed to lead the people of the world. Where are we following the other people? And we were the imams of the earth. Kuntum khayra ummati ukhrijat linnas. For the benefit of mankind. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, you are that ummah that you grab people and you take them out of Jahannam, out of kufr, out of shirk, and you push them into Jannah. And that is a great favor, to save your child from a fire and you grab him and you throw him away. You are not being, you're not making zulm, you are saving that child. But today, to take people away from kufr, they say you are too hard. You must have diplomacy. And take them out from Jahannam. And you must be lenient with them. In other words, let them carry on. Enjoy going to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala give us all hidayah. Let us understand the purpose of coming. Allah reward our ulama, our Nabi. Allah, we can't thank Allah enough. What a perfect being. How he has given. And he has given it until today. It is here with us now. Here, where we are sitting in Masjid al-Taqwa. Allah has given us. Allah has given us those ulama who are guiding us. Where are we looking askance? Where else are we going to look for? Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah.